Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today we have a special video. It's about assistant coaches put our offense at another level. We all know what's going on in Boulder, Colorado with the Colorado Buffaloes. But we need to give flowers and kudos to the offensive coordinator, Sean Lewis, because he's been the guy behind the offense over there at Colorado. So if you like the video today, please come to me and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And I want to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Let's jump right into it. Sean Lewis. Man. Outstanding after 3 weeks. To me, the best assistant coach in all of college football. A young man that left his head coaching position at Kent State and believed in a dream of a young man from Fort Myers, Florida by the name of Deion Sanders. And look what they've done with the Colorado Buffaloes offense with Shedeur Sanders. I'm going to give Coach Lewis a nickname. I'm going to call him Offensive Lightning. Offensive Lightning. And I'm going to tell you about Sean Lewis and his skill set as an offensive coordinator, what I've seen after three games. Drawing up plays, I got to give him an A+. Knowing his schemes, I got to give him an A+. Having another A plus in the system that he's running. Knowing his personnel, A plus. All I have to say is Shedeur Sanders, 1,257 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, 1 interceptions. That's all I have to say on that skill set grade, A plus. And Mr. Lewis, offensive lightning, the ability to attack different opponents' defenses week in and week out, A+. You know what that means? Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks. I hope you're watching game film because the Buffaloes are coming with Sean Lewis. Think about what Coach Lewis has done taking over this Colorado Buffaloes offense and the team in general. People don't realize this. Think about this. Colorado averaged 18 points last year. They went 1-10. After 3 weeks, they're 3-0 and ranked 19th in the country, averaging 41 points a game. 41 points a game, that's a 23-point difference. Then think about some of these offensive numbers. 77 first downs. 1,257 passing yards, 9.9 yards to play. Sean Lewis is at another level. And think about this. After 3 weeks, he's the top candidate for the head coaching job at Michigan State. After 3 weeks with the Colorado offense. This guy right now is the hottest name when you talk about offensive football and college football. It's no offensive coordinator on any face, not in the Pac-12, not in the Big 12, not in the SEC, is getting much love right now than Sean Lewis. And when I think about watching Colorado, and I'm going to look forward to looking at him going against Oregon on Saturday, what I think about in all of my 63 years, I'm thinking about Tennessee State, Eldridge Dickey. 1966, Joe Gilliam. 1971, Brian Ransom. 1982, Sid Gilman when he was with the San Diego Chargers. Bill Walsh with the 49ers. Archie Cooley with Mississippi Valley State. Willie Touton. Jerry Rice. Lavelle Edwards with BYU with Jim McMahon, Steve Young, Mark Wilson, Ty Detmer. The Houston Cougars. Under Jack Pardee, David Klingler, Andre Ware. The show is going to happen in Eugene, Oregon again on Saturday. And this young man that you see on the screen, rocking the bald head with the good looks, looking very confident, is Sean Lewis, the offensive coordinator of the Colorado Buffaloes. And they are shocking the world. One more time after 3 weeks. The young man is the top candidate for the Michigan State head coaching job. And he left the head coaching job at Kent State University to come to Colorado. He believed and the Colorado Buffaloes are believing. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, Sean Lewis, the Colorado Buffaloes. I'm smelling Willie Totten too. I'm smelling Jim McMahon too. BYU in the house. Andre Ware, the Houston Cougars. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.